Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Dave O'Brien from 99.5 The Mountain. This Saturday, June the 13th, the Back to the Basement concert will be online at abductedbythe80s.com. It features Wang Chung, A Flock of Seagulls, Cutting Crew, Naked Eyes, The Escape Club, lots of other 80s bands, and it's all for a great cause called Direct Relief, which supports doctors, nurses, first responders, and healthcare workers in the COVID-19 crisis. Nick Feldman is one half of Wang Chung and joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. A pleasure to speak with you. I want to talk about the Back to the Basement concert in just a minute, but first, I want to take a little self-indulgent trip down memory lane, if you'll let me. The very first concert ticket I ever purchased with my own money was to see the Cars at Merriweather Post Pavilion outside of Washington, D.C. in July of 1984, and the band that opened up for them was Wang Chung. So, technically, the very first band I ever spent my hard-earned lawnmower money on was Wang Chung.
Well, that's great. I hope you didn't feel that you got shortchanged.
Not at all. You know, you turned me, you know, like a live concert will, you turned me into a very big fan. My buddies and I, who all went to the show, then followed you from there on out. We even went to see To Live and Die in L.A. simply because you were on the soundtrack.
Really? That's fantastic. So many people have told us that they saw that tour. You know, we constantly get told that. And it clearly was a good tour. Well, we loved it. It was fantastic for us to do that tour. And the Cars were great. They were really good to us. And the audiences were very receptive. So, you know, it seems to have stayed in the memory for many people. So that makes it even more worthwhile.
Well, and that was relatively early on in the history of the band. It must have been a bit of a whirlwind for you. Just, what was that, about 4 or 5 years after you guys even formed, that you're on a pretty major U.S. tour?
It was, things became very successful very quickly with us, having been through a more difficult few years, you know. So, you know, you hear stories of people becoming overnight successes, but we became an overnight success, but it actually took us quite a few years to become an overnight success. So we'd had an album out before that, you know, called Huang Chung, H-U-A-N-G. We were actually called something slightly different, which had sort of struggled to be as successful as everyone wanted it to be. But when Dance All Days came out, when we'd signed to Geffen Records in America, you know, they put out Don't Let Go, and then they put out Dance All Days, and we exploded, and then suddenly we were on these huge tours. It was fantastic, from dark to light in very quick succession.
And you guys kind of grew out of that new wave post-punk scene that was happening in England, but you had your foot in the punk scene sort of to start with, even before the band formed, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. I was, I used to, but before I actually, you know, was in a proper, got together with Jack, and we really got going properly. I got sort of thrown out of university and come down to London and thought I'd better get a job, you know. So I managed to blag my way into this job as a booker agent for this small booking booking agency in the music business, and that was exactly when punk was really blowing up, was starting in the UK. So, you know, that's when I sort of embraced it fully, you know, and loved it, and I was going out getting bands like The Clash. I got them a gig for £10, and the Sex Pistols were sort of rehearsing in a little basement, dingy basement, just across the road from where I was working. And so I was fully immersed in the whole thing. And then I eventually sort of got some gigs for Adam and the Ants, the very early version of Adam and the Ants. And they got signed to the agency I was with. So, yeah, I was really involved in all of that. And but it just inspired me to kind of do what I truly wanted to do, which was to be in a band myself, you know. So that's when I decided to, you know, go for it. And I recorded some songs. I put an ad in the Melody Maker to audition for a guitar player, and I found Jack. And that's when it all really started.
Well, and isn't that a story that is similar to a lot of bands? I spoke with Bernie Taupin one time, the lyricist for Elton John, and, you know, there's a partnership that met through the newspaper, through the classified ads. That seemed to be the way to do it back then. Wang Chung was formed that very way. We're talking to Nick Feldman from Wang Chung. Just real quick, back to London around that time. You know, you have, let's say, San Francisco in 1967, 68. You got Laurel Canyon in the early 70s. You've got Seattle grunge sound. You've got these different places and times that all kind of came together and made magic, and certainly London in the late 70s. What was it about that time and that place that created such a noise?
That's a good question. I think London, you know, there was a lot of disquiet. There was a lot of racism. There was we were in a depression or recession. So I think there was a sense of you know, London was kind of full of there were strikes going on. There's literally rubbish everywhere throughout London because the rubbish collectors were on strike. You know, there was real dissatisfaction in the air and a sense of, well, as the Sex Pistols sang, you know, no future, you know. So I think that whole punk kind of ethic, that whole punk sensibility came out of that. It was a sort of, what's the word, a kind of bit of defiance, a bit of fight back, a bit of sort of taking back control, to use the expression. And I think that's where, you know, that was a driver for it. And, you know, people started to kind of do it. There was this sense of do it yourself, you know, making your own recordings, putting them out yourself. Before that, it was all sort of all the gatekeepers had it all sewn up and you couldn't do anything. But so it was an empowering time to release stuff that was maybe had lower production values but had great spirit, you know.
Talking to Nick Feldman from Wang Chung, I promise we'll talk about Back to the Basement in just a minute. I want to ask one last question about that era, because you and your family came from a family that your father, am I correct, was a conservative member of the House of Lords and friend of Margaret Thatcher, who was pretty much blamed for a lot of what was going on in London at that time. How did you navigate, you know, that lane in the punk world, having come from that background?
My father sort of, you know, he came from a very modest background in terms of, you know, he was a self-made man, so, and there was something slightly sort of maverick about him, you know. So he had a kind of can-do spirit about him, you know, which I admired, and so he understood how people felt from the street up to the top, you know. But at that particular time, he was still on his way up, if you know what I mean. So I don't know if he was already... he wasn't a lord then, for example, you know, and he wasn't so active in the Conservative Party then. But do I share his politics? And not really, no. But, but I know he was coming from a good place. But I've always sort of gone my own way, you know, and I think my parents were pretty worried about me at various points. in the early days. They weren't sure if I was going to amount to very much. But, you know, I went my own way and did my own thing. And I think they were sort of very relieved and proud of me when I sort of managed to achieve something. So it was fine.
We're talking to Nick Feldman from Wang Chung. Two quick things. We've got to talk about Back to the Basement, which is happening on Saturday. It is online. It is on abductedbythe80s.com. You can see it at noon and 5 o'clock our time Saturday. And this is a quarantined at-home concert featuring a bunch of different bands.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun doing that. You know, we all know each other really well. Not only from back in the day, but, you know, from touring together over recent years. So there's a good sense of community. And it was for a really good cause. I think we were very drawn to that. So the cause being, you know, the charity Direct Relief, who they sort of help out and donate money to first frontline responders against COVID-19 and doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, etc. So it seems like a really good thing. And we found that inspiring. So hence us, you know, doing that re-recording of Everybody Have Fun Tonight. You know, we've re-recorded it as Everybody Stay Safe Tonight. An exact sort of replica of the old song, but with different words.
Now, I only have a couple of seconds with you since you brought it up, Everybody Have Fun Tonight. You've become a part of the pop culture lexicon with Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. Who came up with that line?
Well, I came up with Everybody Have Fun Tonight. I wrote that and I played it to Jack, and he was like, oh, that's good. Yeah. I thought he was going to go, oh, I hate that line. That's terrible. That's cheesy. But no, he really liked it. And then when we were recording it, Jack just ad-libbed the line, Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. It was just a throwaway ad-lib. And then we later developed it into the main hook line, you know, Everybody Have Fun Tonight, Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. So we both kind of came up with it, each half of it.
Now it's on your business cards, right?
Of course.
Nick Feldman from Wang Chung, thanks so much for your time. Back to the Basement is the concert Saturday at abductedbythe80s.com, noon and 5. You can check it out. Thank you so much for the chat.
Thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you. Cheers, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.